Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our lead reporter, Joe Patrick, joins us on the WaveFord.com hotline. And Joe, a lot of questions about this week's game, which is a battle for sole possession of first place. And as we get to it, one of the lines, I wish I had said this line, Joe and Hugh. Gisele Bündchen now joins Eli Manning and Nick Foles as the only people to take a ring away from Tom Brady.
That's good.
That's a good one. That's a good
one. You know, it's funny. Yesterday I was wondering, do you think it's good news or bad news for the Falcons?
Yeah, I don't know.
That Tom Brady has hired a divorce lawyer.
Yeah, that was my question to you. I don't know.
But so whoever that divorce,
inspire him or make him feel loose or you know,
yeah, whoever he is, he about to get paid though. He about to get paid between the two of them.
Yeah,
they about to get for all those filings and everything like that.
Oh yeah,
they about to get paid. But what was your overall joke? What was your overall takeaway away from the game Sunday against the Cleveland Browns?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a great kind of win, one where the deck was a little bit more stacked against them. It wasn't just like a smooth sailing from the beginning of the game to the end. They really had to, you know, weather a storm there, especially in the second quarter where the Browns were able to hold so much time of possession. And it was kind of funny talking to Arthur Smith on Monday. He said, I think there was like at one point there was about an hour of like actual time between throws that Marcus Mariota had to make in that game. Of course, part of that was because the Falcons were running the ball all over the place in that third, fourth quarter. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great win. And I think just like the way they won that game really reinforced what the strength of this team is. And that is to use their physicality in the trenches on the offensive and defensive lines, but especially that offensive line. I mean, I know it's not the sexiest thing to talk about on sports radio, but I mean, goodness, it is great to see a Falcons team that's able to impose themselves on a team that's as good up front as the Browns. I mean, I know that they were obviously missing a couple really talented defensive linemen there, Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney, but you got to give the Falcons so much credit for being able to reimpose and take control of that game back in that second half and get the win.
Yeah, indeed. No question about it. And I know you can make, a case about not having Garrett and Clowney. Sure, of course you can. But then you didn't have CP84 for the majority of the game, and you're doing it with two guys who, you know, you're going into a game this week against Tampa. And your two leading targets in the passing game have combined for three total touchdowns in their NFL career, and your two starting running backs have carried the ball a total of 37 times in their NFL career. I mean, it's really kind of remarkable. But this team is, you know, we were discussing, Joe, about this team and the attitude that they've adopted, kind of, taking on the personality of their coach a little bit. They don't seem to be flustered or scared of anything.
No, they don't. And, like, it was really interesting to go back and the Falcons put out a video yesterday of them kind of wired up. It's on their YouTube channel, and you can kind of hear some of the chatter that's going on the sidelines during that game. And yeah, I thought it was kind of really inspiring to see, Arthur Smith go over to his offensive line and say, you know, we're going to run the piss out of the ball here. and they answered that bell, you know, like I think that all these guys really kind of get behind him and have a lot of faith in him as their head coach. And, you know, the other thing that was great to see when I was watching that video last night was if you look at the comments, so many Falcons fans just really showing their appreciation both for Arthur Smith and for the team. I think that Falcons fans for a long time have been waiting for a team that could play the game like this, you know, because this Falcons team, even when they were good, they were, you know, it was Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and these, you know, high-profile skill players, and that was great. That was obviously exciting as well. But it's been a long time since Falcons fans have seen a team that can do the kinds of things that we're seeing this team do. And let's remember, I mean, like, this team is still kind of in a rebuilding stage, but they are actually doing the building part, which is great to see. Like, they're actually doing the things that you can see tangible evidence of that's going to help them win games both this year and down the line and really establish that culture. I mean, I keep on going back to this word identity, but that's the biggest thing that has stood out to me over these first four games of the season is that you're really seeing an identity take hold. I think it's both, you know, we see it when we're watching the games, but it's also the players, it's important for them to establish it on the field so that they believe it themselves. And I think that you're starting to see the rewards of that as well. It's really kind of coming together as a cohesive whole, despite the fact that this team is still spending, you know, nearly a third of its, you know, salary cap on, you know, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones still. So it's only, you know, a small piece of what it can be in the future, which is obviously really exciting.
You know what? The word for me this week is sustainability. And with Cordero Patterson being out, can we sustain the ability to run the football the way that we did last week without Cordero Patterson?
I mean, it's going to be really tough. I think less because of missing Patterson, but more because you're probably going against the best defensive front that you've faced so far this year in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, these are the heavy hitters right here. I mean, this is the big test. I think if you get past, I mean, we know this Falcons offensive line is very good, but I think that this is like a true, you know, test of their skills. And you know, you mentioned all, you know, these skill players like Cordero Patterson that the Falcons are going to be missing you. And, you know, it even makes it a bigger challenge for the Falcons offensive line because the Bucs will know that they're just going to stack the box and try to make Marcus Mariota beat them. And I think that if you're the Falcons, you know that that's something you've got to get tightened up from this Browns game because Mariota struggled the most he has so far this year in that game. And so that's going to make it even more of a challenge. But when you are able to set, you know, establish an identity and an offensive identity like the Falcons have, I mean, that should be the challenge for the team is, yeah, they know we're going to try to run the ball and we're going to go and do it anyway. I mean, that is the mark of a team that really is able to impose themselves at their own will. And I think that that's going to be the big challenge in this game against the Bucs.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas on the morning show talking with Joe Patrick. He is our lead reporter for the Atlanta Falcons. You said something, Joe, I want to go back to, and Hugh, I want to kind of all three of us to jump into this because I got a thought about this. I asked about the identity question over the weekend on my Twitter, and I got a ton of responses. And Gritty came up, and a lot of great words came up here. But we all know the cut from Mike Smith. Falcons are soft. Falcons are soft. And while they were super fast and NASCAR and all that kind of stuff in 2016, and they were lights out fastest team in the NFL, and that team won, went big, went to the Super Bowl, obviously, by being super fast. Arthur Smith wanted to rebuild the team, Hugh, into a bigger, more physical team. And not only has he done it, Hugh, I want you to talk about big physicality, and Joe, I want you to jump in on the back end of this. But I'm also seeing, Hugh, the fans respond to the idea that you have a Falcons team that for the first time in years and years and years is able to take a punch and then punch right back hard.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that I've known. I've seen is that this team has, over the last few weeks, John, shown that they're pretty resilient. Because there was a couple times, even in that Seattle game, where I was like, oh, man, this is about to go south. And then they came with the big sack and the big interception. And then they turn around and do it the next week. Here's the thing, though. Another word that's a trigger. That's not sustainable. You can't ask that defense week in and week out to go out there and do some of the things that they did, like goal line stances, back-to-back goal line stances, and hold teams to just 3 points in the NFL. That's a lot to ask for on a weekly basis, week in and week out basis. You have to, at some point, pull your weight because that's what we're talking about. Not trying to shift the conversation, but that's a part of it. Like, offense and defense is a symbiotic relationship. You got to work together. That defense has been playing extremely well. There's going to be a time, probably this weekend, John, where we can't have no Keystone Cops at the end of the game. Can't do it. Not if you want to be that team that you anticipate yourself to be at the end of the year. Can't do it.
Joe, this team I mean, tough punching, you know, that kind of a team, as opposed to the speeding, soft. The Falcons are a soft team. I mean, this team is gritty and punchy and just tough.
No doubt. And Hugh's right. Like, there's definitely areas where this team needs to improve. The passing game, I think, is really going to be kind of under pressure. I think Marcus Mariota is going to have some things to prove with his arm in this game against the Bucs, and the Falcons want to get a win. But, yeah, I mean, John, you're right. Like, I think that this team, it's a different kind of mentality that they have. Like, they've got a mental edge that it seems like a lot of Falcons teams haven't had in the past. This team is super disciplined, too. Like, they do not get flagged much at all. I don't even know if they had a penalty called on them. They had the only penalty called on them in this game was the face mask by Drake London when he was trying to stiff arm a guy when he had the ball. So, like, I think that says something about how disciplined this team is. And you know, speaking of Drake London, I think that he kind of epitomizes this new kind of new style of Falcons player where, yeah, I mean, he's, as a wide receiver, he's able to do the things that you want him to do, catching the ball and with the ball in his hands. But he's also making a huge impact on these running plays. Like, if you go back and look at the tape, he's blocking downfield. There was one, he had a crackdown block on a defensive end, and he did not just, like, try to get in the guy's way. He was trying to blow him up, and he did. He kind of just knocked him onto his side. It was really, really impressive, and I think that is the kind of thing that Arthur Smith loves to see from a quote-unquote skill player like a wide receiver, you know, getting physical. Even a guy like Kyle Pitts, I know a lot of people are frustrated because they've got him in their fantasy lineups, and he's not producing on that front. But, again, you see the way that he's blocking downfield, and he said it after the game. I was talking to him, and he was like, this was a game where I wanted to prove that I'm a blocker, I'm an all-around player. That was a challenge that was served up for me this week, and I wanted to answer the bell. That's the kind of different edge that I think, John, that you're talking about, that this Falcons team has, that, you know, hasn't really been apparent for several years now.
All right, Joe, as always, do appreciate your insight. Thanks much, and we look forward to the game against the Bucs. We'll be talking to you.
Peace out.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.